Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you prefer to watch, still listen, don't worry. We got you covered. Civic Media's got its own YouTube channel. You can watch there, comment on the show as we proceed. You can also watch the live stream on Instagram, X, and Facebook. Just search for at Maggie Dawn Show, and you will find my face there telling you about the news of the day. Again, we got Calvin on the board with us this afternoon. Wanted to take this next short segment to talk to you about loyalty pledges. If you haven't yet read about the litmus testing that Donald Trump has put into place for basically everyone that is subject to appointment in his administration, it is something to behold. Now, lest you think that I have any problem with a presidential administration asking appointees or applicants for jobs about their political leanings, about their political alignment, about their ability to execute the administration's agenda. I don't have that problem. But this has gone far, far beyond that. This is coming from reporting dating back to December, and now new reporting from the New York Times just this past Sunday that people applying for or being considered for high-level jobs in our intelligence agencies, of which there are very few political appointees for a gosh darn reason, are being asked yes or no questions like, was January 6th an inside job? And was the 2020 election stolen? And frankly, the two that the New York Times reported about that refused to answer those questions directly were not given jobs. This is about loyalty, not loyalty to country. Whatever you and history has adjudged Joe McCarthy and McCarthyism to be, at least ostensibly, that was about loyalty to country. This isn't even about loyalty to country or constitution. This is about loyalty to a person. And it's litmus testing law enforcement and intelligence agency officials and asking them to put their name behind things that they know to be factually untrue, to stand behind lies, lies that serve only one man, not our democracy. Truly dangerous stuff. So I want to just zoom way back out and ask you, especially my conservative listeners, if you happen to vote for Donald Trump for whatever set of reasons, where is the line beyond alignment with a given administration's policy preferences or the way that they may interpret certain legal provisions or a desire to have alignment of political beliefs? Do you want cancer researchers that abandon good ideas because they involve stem cells and this president has advanced a rabidly pro-life, anti-choice agenda that now places stem cell research in jeopardy? What if a scientist testing a drug manufactured by a company whose CEO vocally opposes Donald Trump, and that drug researcher, that scientist, gets a call that says, stop that potentially life-saving drug from being made available to the public because the manufacturer opposes Donald Trump? What if a veteran's benefit or their disability claim is blocked by a political appointee because that particular veteran spoke out against Donald Trump? What if prosecutorial decisions, you know, like, the prosecution of Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, are being made based upon political party affiliation, not based on the facts or the law, and done under the direction of a president who only wants to give a free pass to those that support him blindly? What if information... What if our electoral systems are being hacked by a foreign adversary? And that hacking is leading to, I don't know, favorable electoral outcomes for the MAGAverse or Donald Trump himself. Do those officials do something? Whom do they tell? Whom do they turn to if law enforcement and our intelligence agencies are only filled with personally loyal officials. Oh, and by the way, just today, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, just put a bunch of staffers on leave who work on securing our nation's electors. Why in God's name would they do that? Because they voted for the wrong person? Because they donated to Kamala Harris? Is this what we think is acceptable for our nation's and our state's election security? So I want to know where the line is. When does loyalty testing cross over into unacceptable in this country? Because I don't want to argue about the margins. I want to argue about the very core of these issues. I want to know where the line is. Because appointee after appointee has been asked these questions in their confirmation process. Would you obey a clearly unconstitutional order given by the president? What if it's not just unconstitutional? What if it's immoral? What if it's harmful? What if it will kill Americans? Does it matter how many? What if the order is to promote lies? Lies that will harm Americans. Lies that will kill Americans. Does your personal loyalty as being litmus tested by this administration demand your compliance? Is this what we deserve? And what about the administration after Donald Trump? If this is okay in the Trump administration, what if it's a president you don't agree with, that you didn't vote for? I'd like a government filled with people that follow and adhere to facts, good science, and objective, independent, apolitical, professional decision-making. Because that's what I think we all deserve. We're going to take a break, come back with Dan Schaefer for the State Slate with Dan Schaefer next, talking about some new referendum issues being put on the ballot by Republicans that will affect your child's educational future. Keep it locked. More of The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.